Welcome to the Breathe, Elevate, Heal podcast, where we journey into the world of holistic therapies, health and spirituality, and energy healing practices that are designed to help you heal from chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and chronic disease symptoms. Get ready to breathe in healing energy. Elevate your mind and your consciousness and heal your mind, body, and spirit. I am Dr. K, owner of Design and Wellness Center. I'm a PhD nurse researcher, holistic wellness nurse of 20 years, a certified yoga and Reiki therapist, and an educator of holistic practices, including meditation, yoga, CBT, mindfulness, and energy healing. I help women over 40 live a soul-inspired life and break through the emotional and self-defeating habits that are keeping her stuck in stress and blocking her natural ability to heal. So the way that we carry out our lives today, from the foods that we consume, from the sedentary lifestyles that we live, and also the amount of emotional stress and trauma that we carry, most of our chronic diseases can be explained by these factors. Much of the autoimmune disease processes that we see in terms of rheumatoid arthritis, from thyroid disorders, on down the line, can be explained by many of these factors because we are very much complex beings, and the microbiome and the lymphatic system, these are designed to detoxify the body, to rid the body of toxicity. Unfortunately, in today's toxic world, these systems are very easily damaged. And so the more that we know about how the microbiome and the lymphatic system are working in concert with one another, then the more that we can bring our own bodies back into concert and harmony, because all of these integrated systems are really much involved in our immune response, the immune surveillance, how our immune cells are innately designed to protect us from chronic disease and bring us back to health and harmony. So unfortunately, our cells today, our brain cells, our immune cells, all of the cells within our body are not recognizing much of the food that we consume today, because unfortunately, much of the food that we eat is not real food. It's not organic. It's very high in saturated fats, very high in sugars, and very highly processed. So yes, the body's going to naturally, innately reject it. There's a reason why after we consume much of our food, we feel very fatigued, we feel very weighted down, we feel very heavy. And on the opposite spectrum, we should be feeling very energized after we consume meals. So unfortunately, also when we think about the weighted down of the toxicity from the emotions that we haven't healed, from the trauma, from fear, from anger, from unforgiveness, from resentment to worry, self-doubt, all of these emotions, we're basically training our cells. Our immune cells, right? So our cells are always listening. The body is always listening, and the body keeps the score from all of our traumatic experiences, from all of the conditioned narratives that we constantly play out within our mind. The body and the immune system keeps the score. So our immune systems are not recognizing itself, because we are communicating to ourselves that we don't love ourselves, that we don't value ourselves, that we feel that we're not worthy. So cells, our immune cells, and all the cells within our body really are based on our own thoughts and our level of consciousness. So if it's out of alignment with self, then yeah, it's going to attack itself. This is the essence of autoimmune disease. Now, we know that there's many elements of autoimmune disease. It's multifactorial. It's just not one reason. I'm just speaking in terms of, you know, the emotional consequence of chronic stress. And so the toxicity that it leads to on the body and the cells and the foods, of course, as well. But the autoimmunity, just to give you about just insight into what an autoimmune disease process entails. Autoimmunity, this is a process whereby a person develops this inappropriate immune response. So the immune cells are then therefore directed toward its healthy cells, its healthy tissues. So the immune cell basically begins to fail to recognize its cells as self. And so it triggers an immune response. So this inflammatory process is a way of innately your immune cells, your immune system, basically your lymphatic system, that again is responsible for getting rid of toxic waste and thoughts and all of that. This is really its innate response to say, hey, I'm out of balance. Something is not in alignment with my true self. So the immune system, just like our mindset, becomes conditioned in this illusionary reality. it's no longer recognizing itself as the true self. And so what we have been conditioned to believe about ourselves, then we're teaching ourselves this information. But this is only a shadow of our true essence. It's not the real you, right? So the immune cells are then attacking this illusionary self. There's a quote, famous quote by Barbara Brennan, that the body is a self-healing organism. So it's really about clearing out all of the negative waste that essentially keeps us from wholeness, from true healing. So it's about clearing away those emotions, getting to the root so that real true healing can begin. True healing does not mean that there's going to be a physical cure of some disease or ailment, but it's more that healing is always possible for the mind, the spirit, the soul to become back to wholeness, right? So really it's about just clearing out some of those toxic foods, toxic emotions and thoughts, and toxic people. So when we think about the gut and the microbiome and the lymphatic system, so the gut, when it's damaged, it's chronically damaged when we're up under oxidative stress, chemical stress, and psychological stress. And so, and where we're consuming non-quality food, then yes, there's going to be this host of this inflammatory and nervous system mediators that are released into the bloodstream. When there is constant stress, then this is basically, and there's constant trauma within the body to the cells, to the DNA, then this inflammatory process does not know how to turn itself off. And so, yes, this is where we begin to see autoimmune diseases and this immune response, this inflammation within the body that disrupts the heart, that disrupts the skin, that disrupts the brain, and essentially all the organs. And it really affects that person. It can affect the entire body, but it affects that person individually, depending on that person's vulnerability. Okay, so recently there has been extensive research between the core association between the gut microbiome, the lymphatic system, and the immune system, as all of these are created to keep us in harmony and balance or homeostasis within our whole being. We now know from science that the heart, the gut, the brain, each of these have their own intrinsic nervous system that are capable of carrying out complex, adaptive processes that are physical and energetic in nature, and therefore they're referred to as brains, and they play a major role in how we can gain greater insight into our intuitive functions, that we can live, you know, healthier lifestyles by listening to those subtle messages of the body. So intuition, as I've talked about in other episodes, this is a complex inner working of the gut, the microbiome, the heart, the brain. And so scientific evidence tells us that this phenomena of the gut, the heart, and the brain, this is very real, and even aligns energetically with the flow of the chakra energy system, which we know that there's a, you know, pathway, that there is an energy source that runs through this whole system and how it connects to our intuitive thoughts and our higher self and helps us to create better health for ourselves and to help heal ourselves too from disease and illness. So when the body is in balance, there's a state of health that is achieved when this is all in alignment and flowing naturally. This is a part of also the lymphatic system, right? So the lymphatic system, therefore, this is a transport system that is aligned with this whole circulatory process and this movement of the life force energy as well. The lymphatic system therefore plays a very critical role in not only maintaining this circulation or this fluid balance, but it's also important to rid the body of toxins. And essentially your lymphatic system is your immune system. And this whole lymphatic system is widely distributed throughout your body, in your lymph nodes, the gut, the thymus gland, you know, your lymph nodes, your tonsils. This is all a part of protecting your body from invaders, chronic disease, and with, you know, protecting your gut as well from chronic microorganisms, you know. So it's about healthy drainage of the lymphatic system. That's what we want to be working, right? We want to have this lymphatic system that's working in concert with the microbiome in the gut. So let me talk a little bit about what the microbiome is. So the microbiome is a collection of genomes of microbiota that we mostly inherit from our ancestors. So this is a whole ecosystem that's made of trillions of healthy bacteria, of fungi, of viruses, protozoa, that live inside your body, that live inside your gut, that are designed to help protect you from the outside environment. So the gut microbiome plays a very important role in your health by helping you control your digestion, and it also benefits the immune system and many aspects of your health. So there's many studies that show that our gut microbiome is primarily affected by our lifestyle, by the amount of stress that we carry, by our traumas, by the foods that we eat, right? And the medications that we take as well, such as antibiotics that can destroy the natural flora, right? The gut microbiome. Integrated system of the microbiome, the lymphatic system, these are all innately designed to help your immune systems to fight off those invaders, those invading pathogens. These are the first line of defense from your immune system from the external world. So it's very important, with all of this said, that you really come connected with what's most important for your own body, to know your own body constitution, to know your own personality, because what works well for one person may not work well for another in terms of the foods that we ingest, in terms of supplements that we take. We each have different circulatory systems. We have different lymphatic systems, different immune systems, the way that we absorb, the way that we digest, the way that we metabolize and excrete can be very different from one person to the next. And so in terms of the foods, the supplements, the diets, these can be work well for one person, but may not work well for another. So it really is about, there's many ancient principles, especially Ayurveda, that took a strong stance on the emphasis of not only digestive and gut health, but also that each of us have this, you know, properties that really contain that of the five elements from nature of who we truly are, which are called doshas. Some of us are Vata dosha, which is composed of more space and air. Some of us are Pitta, which is composed of more fire and water. And some of us are Kapha, which we have more earth and water elements. So from this ancient perspective, everyone has this unique combination of these principles of their doshas. And so, which therefore is aligned with everything from what that person should eat, how they sleep, and basically how they should live their lives. So it's also important that not only should we consider the foods that we consume, releasing some of these food addictions out of this emotional trauma, but we also have to heal those emotions at the root. So really true healing can take place, because again, any illness, as this is quoted by Barbara Brennan, any illness is a direct message to you that tells you how you have not been loving yourself in terms of who you are, cherishing yourself in order to be who you are. This is the basis of all healing. So when we really truly allow that guided space to come from within, then we can begin to clear away those toxic elements of the mind, the body, and our emotions. And so we can clear the pathway through mindfulness, acknowledging our emotions without judgment, really embracing that reservoir of peace and gratitude within, and connecting to prayer and meditation with patience, and just letting go and trusting the process of healing. Also, energetically, stress reduction methods, of course, meditation, yoga, energy work. This really connects us spiritually to our subtle energy bodies to really balance and heal those emotions that cause us stress and lower vibrations. So regular exercise is equally important, getting that proper sleep, relaxation. This is going to significantly lower stress and therefore helps to lower the damage that's done to the microbiome, to the gut, to the immune system, and essentially your whole self. Thank you for tuning in to the Breathe, Elevate, Heal podcast. If this was your first time tuning in, go ahead and click follow or subscribe so you don't miss out on our soul-inspired tips of the day.